Delta airline pilots are poised to see their wages take off, and it could ripple across the industry. We're talking about a 34% boost in pay over 4 years. That is in the new contract between Delta and its pilots union yesterday. And it comes after a long period of wage stagnation for pilots. Leslie Josephs is here to talk about all this. She's an airline reporter at CNBC. Hey, Leslie.
Hey, how are you?
34% pay raise was a long time coming for the pilots. What leverage did they have in these negotiations?
Well, insane travel demand to start with. Negotiations had been going on across the industry or just starting to. And then, 2020, we get COVID. And that pretty much rippled throughout the entire industry. Everything pretty much came to a standstill, including travel demand. And here we are in 2023, and, planes are full. Airlines are making money again, including Delta. And the pilots got themselves a 34% pay raise over 4 years.
Mm-hmm. And so for these airlines, is there a shortage of pilots? And suddenly the pilots are like, we have some negotiating levers here.
They are in very high demand. Another impact of COVID was also that there's a training backlog going on. Airlines, including Delta, had retired some of their aircraft. Pilots were getting promoted from first officers to captains, changing the kinds of aircraft they're on. So all of these things kind of led to this sort of chaos over the last few years. And pilots in general are still in short supply. And it's most acute at some of the smaller airlines. Delta owns, they have a small regional airline, but they also contract out. About half the country's flights are operated by these small contract airlines. And that's where, the pay has traditionally been fairly low compared with the mainline operation. And that's starting to change. Those smaller companies have to pay up to try to hold on to people because the airlines like Delta, United, American, they are hiring like crazy from those regional carriers.
Leslie, could this Delta pilots contract color the negotiations at other airlines?
It definitely could. Those pilots at American Airlines, Southwest Airlines, United Airlines that are currently in negotiations, they're seeing this big pay increase and they want the same or better. And they're not going to sit by and get a subpar deal. Negotiations have been pretty fraught over the past few years. The pilots are not only asking for more pay, they're dealing with inflation like all of us are. But also, they're looking at quality of life changes. This is a different generation, and that's a little bit more centered in their negotiations. They've been flying some periods at Delta record amounts of overtime. They're getting the money for it, but pilots have complained about fatigue and other issues. So they are looking for those improvements. And with airlines making money again, it looks like they likely will get that.
And very quickly, Leslie, is this going to raise fares?
Actually, a lack of pilots is something that is raising fares because that means that the airlines are not flying the number of flights that they would like to, and that drives up fares because there's less capacity out there. But airlines are dealing with, higher costs pretty much across the board that does show up in our fares if you're booking spring and summer travel.
Yeah. Leslie Josephs is airline reporter at CNBC. Leslie, thank you again.
My pleasure.